I want to thank you very much for coming and welcome you to California State University, Los Angeles, particularly if you haven't been here and this is your first time. Welcome, a special welcome. And welcome from the University Library and also from the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs. My name is Alice Kawakami, and I am the University Librarian here at California State University, Los Angeles.
Yay.
I want to tell you just a little bit about this exhibit that I hope you've had a chance to take a look at and we'll take a look at following the program as well. I'm a member of the Pat Brown Institute's Board of Advisors, and one of my goals personally was to make the Institute more visible to those on campus, and I've already met a few of you students who are here today who did not know about the Institute, so I'm hoping this will do exactly what we had planned, is to highlight not only the Pat Brown Institute, but also the legacy of its founder, former Governor Edmund G. Pat Brown. So this is how the exhibit came to be. One of the things that is very relevant to today is the issues with the budget, the issues with education and the master plan, infrastructure and water issues, which are highlighted in this exhibit. So I think the timing is very appropriate. Also, for those of you who did not know, and I know that I did talk to some who did not, know that Governor Pat Brown is actually the father of the current Governor Jerry Brown. Now, I know a lot of you knew that, but I just thought I'd bring that up. I would like to also just recognize that this reception is co-hosted by the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs, so thank them very much. And I would like to also just recognize a few people who are here. I saw that our provost just walked in, the provost and vice president for academic affairs, Ashish Baidya, is here. I also saw associate vice president Nancy Wada McKee from student affairs. And who am I missing? Let's see. Oh, and Dean Jim Henderson from Natural and Social Sciences is here as well as other associate deans, faculty, the Associate University Librarian is here as well. So I want to point that out. So we are very happy to have you here. And what I would like to do at this point is to introduce the director of the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs, Jaime Regalado, who's been the director since 1991, to say a few words.
Yeah, sometimes I don't like to go back that far in time, but I did assume the job in 1991, and thank you all for being here on behalf of the library, Cal State LA, and the Pat Brown Institute. I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, good friends, and one from CSU Fullerton, a preeminent political scientist, who's been a longtime friend. We were Young Turks at one time, studying in Los Angeles, and Dr. Rafe Sunshine. Well, I was told by a couple of board members that when I retire at the end of this year, that I'll be the last director of the Institute who knew Pat Brown, and knew him personally. And there's a little tug at my heart with that, because I did know him. We talked about his vision for the Institute, and he was always impatient, because he wanted to get something started. And as Ashish knows, we had no money back then. So the university was good with my salary, and they provided me with a secretary. It took 5 years to get rid of. That's a joke. a slight joke. But for a budget, we were going to have to raise funds for programs and for the staffing of those programs. And, people were expecting, especially the provost and the president, that I would have to make a killing with the private sector. Well, I was this left-wing political scientist, hated corporations, didn't know much about foundations, but I did meet, it's fortuitous, someone from Southern California Edison, who I don't think is here yet, Frank Avedo is on his way, he's a board member, but he was instrumental in introducing me to a network of other philanthropists, shall we say, from the corporate world as well as from the foundation world, and he was just pivotal in terms of the largesse that the Institute would be able to use over time to create programs. So back to Pat, when I had lunches with him in 1991-92, quarterly lunches, he would ask me two questions, right at the beginning. And one was a personal question that I tried to evade all the time because he was very Catholic and very traditional. It said, surely you're not divorced, Jaime. I had been. And the next question, well, if you are, well, surely you don't believe in living together. And I was with my next future wife. And so I tried to get that right off as soon as possible. Well, Governor, it's a beautiful day. How are the doctors doing today? But his second question was the real one, and that is, what's happening with my institute? And then I would talk about ideas, and that included research, applied research, and others. And he was not a man of research, even though he did so much for public higher education in California. Marty Schiesel, who I'll introduce in a few minutes, we'll talk more about that. But he wanted his institute to be action-oriented, to make an impact in communities immediately. And I didn't disagree. I mean, we had some plans we were thinking about at the time, but no money. And so later on, the governor died in 1996, but we started the gang violence bridging project, which was a gang intervention and a prevention project that, Alfredo Gonzalez, Alfredo here? That Alfredo was on the advisory committee for. And what Pat Brown's family said, as he grew old and kind of incapacitated before his death, is that this is exactly the type of program, which action-oriented, impact-oriented, that the governor would have loved. And so we became two-sided. We developed a series of community programs over time, and we can talk about those at a later point, that would coalesce very well with the kind of policy work that we were doing. And that, so that made us unique, in that we actually were running in collaboration with other community stakeholders and organizations, a series and a number over the years of community programs that really hit the road in so many different ways. So Alice, thank you so much for having the idea for this reception and this exhibit. I don't know where she is. But also for putting all the muscle behind it. I know that our team worked very hard on this with your team. And what a great teamwork that was, that turned out to be. And what a great tribute to Pat Brown, the former governor of California. Now, Marty Schiesel is a professor emeritus of history here at Cal State LA. He's also a great friend. And in the very year that Pat Brown died, 1996, he asked me to have lunch with him in the old university club. Is that what we call the faculty club there? And he had an idea about a conference, about what the conference would be in that same year. And what it turned out to be was a focus on California back during the Pat Brown years. Not simply on Pat Brown, but in California at that time. And so Marty was so well regarded by so many scholars across the nation that he put out a call. And we held that conference here on campus, which was the last one we held on campus between 1996 and last year. So it was a pivotal one in so many ways. That turned into a publication, California Politics and Policy, a special issue, and later into an edited book that still has a lot of fans and still growing. So with that, I'm going to ask Marty to come up and say a few words about Pat, about his research, and Pat's importance to the state of California.
My comments will be very brief, but I just want to share you some of the words of Pat Brown himself. As governor of California from 1959 to 1962, Pat Brown spoke and acted with great conviction, compassion, optimism, and vision. He ran for re-election in November of 1962 against former Vice President Richard Nixon, defeated him by almost 300,000 votes. His inaugural address of the state legislature on January 7, 1963, contained eloquent statements about California that are as relevant today as they were at that time. This is Pat Brown. We have always been pioneers and sons of pioneers, a vigorous, dynamic people who respect tradition but scorn the status quo. Through the turmoil of change and sometimes chaos, Californians have pressed on towards the good society, not for the few, not for the many, but for all. Offered chances to lie at anchor, we have chosen full sail. offered comfort, we have chosen challenge. Offered leisure, we have chosen the extra effort that meets not only the present, but future needs. In the spirit of California's history, then, we are here today to bear a lantern for the future. When he left office in January of 1967, Pat Brown, among other accomplishments, had secured permanent protection against racial discrimination in employment, housing, and state government, greatly expanded higher education facilities and water resources, and rebuilt much of the state's physical infrastructure. The exhibit gives a striking and very informative depiction of these achievements left for all Californians by the finest governor in the state's history and one of the best governors in the United States in the 20th century. This is the legacy of Edmund G. Pat Brown.
Thank you so much for your remarks, and thank you for your contributions to this exhibit as well. Marty contributed quite a bit to the text and the content of this exhibit. I also want to recognize other contributors to this exhibit, and that's Renee James, who is the library archivist, also Taffany Lim, who is the associate director of the Pat Brown Institute. Lily Guaba, the administrative analyst for PBI as well. Wong, who was the graphic artist who helped to put this exhibit together. So I want to thank all of you for coming to this exhibit, in addition to those who contributed. Jackie Ruiz is another member of the Pat Brown Institute here. And also two of the deans who, if you will permit me, I forgot to mention and just saw, is undergraduate dean Alan McKinsey, Alfredo Gonzalez, and graduate dean Alan McKinsey. So thank you so much for being here. Please enjoy the refreshments and the exhibit, and I'd be happy to talk to you as we go through the exhibit. Thank you so much.